This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to yet another episode of my mom's favorite podcast. Tonight's guest is going to be Justin Kupo. It was supposed to be Dave Weingarten, but he kind of bitched out. He's feeling a little tickle in his throat from his boyfriend's penis. Nah, he doesn't have a boyfriend. I don't know his personal life. That's what I was going to ask him about on here. We'll have him on again, though. But tonight, Justin Kupo is going to step up and go ahead and take his spot last second. Justin Kupo is a young Tampa comedian who's been in a little less than a year, I believe. Great one-liner guy. Very low energy on stage, so hopefully we'll be able to spark up his energy level a little bit here as we spark up before the show. So thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to my mom's favorite podcast on the Homemade Broadcast Radio Network. HMB.com is where you can find us, our parent podcast company. I don't know. I'm already a little stoned, so whatever. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the latest episode of my mom's favorite podcast on the HMB.com radio network. Professional, unfucking professional.
There it is. Jesus.
My producer sets me up for failure.
Shit show.
Oh my god, Will Coons, my producer, just fucked me hard. Ungentlemanly like.
James is a different man after that.
You look different.
I feel like I'm a little changed after seeing that.
Right. I was wondering why I wasn't. I was like, why am I not loud in my headphones? My headphones broke. I can hear Justin in them.
I can hear you, but
we're good now. I just turned me down a little bit. I was really loud in my headphones now.
You know you guys are recording, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Now everybody gets to hear how much you fucked up.
Yeah, and he doesn't even know we're recording. What a fucking producer.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. All right, so.
Can you introduce your show, James?
I always do it at some point. This is my mom's favorite podcast.
The moms. Everybody's mom's favorite
Jesus
podcast.
Christ, I didn't even say it right. I tried it twice. This is my mom's favorite podcast.
It's all right. It's not like it's your show or anything.
Will just has me so thrown off, plus his cat mouth.
You're screwing this entire thing up, Will.
In studio with me, in kitchen with me, dining room, is Justin Kupo.
Hey, how's it going?
And he's you are a ball of energy, my friend. Justin, you are so low energy. I was like, maybe I can get heroin, or I could calm things down with Justin Kupo on the show.
Yeah, you know, you got to bring it down every once in a while.
Yeah.
What if my voice just progressively got lower throughout this entire interview? I just became so...
You got to talk it pretty close into that mic as well. Fuck. Just move it at your discretion.
Yeah, you're already pretty low. You're going to start sounding like Barry White. I like dick jokes. Okay, we're all pretty stoned. That's a fun thing.
I'm not.
You are. You always get contact every single time.
Maybe I am. I don't know.
He's just one of those people. Always smokes, never gets high.
It's horrible. So, Justin, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
All right. Well, I guess we should wrap this up then. Yeah. Nice right. Job, guys.
Very Will, how do I turn you down? Jesus Christ.
Am I too high?
Which one are you? 3, 4?
I'm three.
Three?
What does it look like on the levels?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the levels. That's too much work.
Okay.
I'm sitting in the producer's chair just because it's a little bit comfier and I like the headphones a little bit more. So Will let me, but I'm not finding having all this responsibility working out for me.
Yeah, man. Some people just got to step up, and right now you aren't.
Justin, you fucking champion, you. So what have you, I know we just did Saturday, we did the St. Pete Music Festival together, Don't Stop Music Fest, and that was fun, and we'll talk about that, about me getting stopped by the police in my set. But how'd you like that?
It was weird, like, trying to get people to actually pay attention, and then, like, seeing them pay attention for a joke, and then just walking away and seeing that throughout 7 minutes. And then it was just, I had to scream. Like, I talk like this on the stage, and the microphone is loud enough. Like, I had to be like, hey, people, look at me, you know.
Was that your first music festival?
It was.
All right, because how long have you been doing this now? Less than a year, right?
I was a year in October.
Oh, just over a year. Apologies, huh?
Jesus. Don't.
I think that's right around, I met you right around this time, I think. It might have been like February. It's when I was putting together that show that I did it.
Was that this year, that show?
Yeah. That was, I think, April.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did it in the beginning of April. It was the first show I ever put together, and it fucking bombed, so it was pretty cool.
No. You want to see bombs, you should have been at that Stick Martin 2 Palm show.
Oh, wow.
I brought, like, 6 people, and then there was, like, 3 old ladies. That was the entire crowd.
Wow. How much time did you do there?
7.
See, I would think that you, because you don't really curse that much. Is that something that you do on purpose, or is that just because you're a one-liner joke writer? That's, for those of you that don't know, the Tampa famous Justin Kubo.
You mean people don't know?
I know. I'm shocked.
It's crazy. I don't know. Like, when jokes come to me, it's never cursing.
Wow, that was insightful.
I don't know. It probably sounded deeper than it actually is, but I don't know. And so it was just like, hey, look at this cup. What's funny about this cup? This cup is, you know, whatever. And then it's just, I'm like, this fucking cup sitting here. What the fuck's up? You know, like, but I don't know. I'd like a little edge because bar crowds are tough if you're not talking about your dick every 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah, you got to at least bring it up every once in a while. See, I kind of cut my teeth in bar shows, so I'm trying to adjust back to, like, being able to do it in front of people that might not want to hear me talk about my dick and fucking somebody in the ass, which I do kind of have a joke like that.
I don't know, like, in my experience, whatever, however limited it is, like, I've seen everybody, like, laugh at dirty shit, like, snappers, all those old-ass people in there.
Yeah.
And you think they're going to be like, oh, my God, you know, but they're hooting and hollering when you whip out a dick joke or a fucking.
I think it depends on who does it, because I've seen people go there and try to do kind of dirtier stuff and not do well. I usually try to keep it clean when I go there, just because I know they might not like me doing a bunch of, like, just my overall presence. They're going to be like, oh, he's going to be horrible. You're an amazing conversationalist.
I know. But sorry, I'm zoning.
Well, you just can't zone, dude. You got to be focused.
All right, I'm focused.
Should I not have pre-gamed with you?
No.
No, I shouldn't have.
No, I mean, you should have, because could you imagine how quiet I am when I'm not?
Oh, Jesus. Well, let's jump into a segment then. So that's why we have those. I told you before, one of my segments is Netflix Pearls.
Right.
So just what do you think you've seen on Netflix recently? That's I might, for right now, let's keep it movies, but I might include TV shows in the future, just, you know, for future guests listening.
I think the last, like, kind of small movie I watched, and maybe it's small movie, was Manson Family Vacation. It was like this. It's like this dude who is obsessed with Charles Manson comes and visits his brother because he's like, I mean, I'm not going to give too much away, but it,
right.
They get into hijinks, and because his brother lives where the murders happened, and they go on, like, a fucking tour of it and shit.
Wait, Charles Manson's brother?
Yeah.
Okay, so the guy that's...
No, wait. No, not Charles Manson's brother. It was this guy's brother. This dude's, like, a rich lawyer.
Okay.
Living out in, like, Southern California, wherever the murders happened. And then the brother comes to visit him, but he's, like, obsessed with Manson, so he's, like, wants to take him on a tour of this shit.
Oh.
And then... They do it, and it chaos and, you know, whatever, and right. Hijinks ensue.
Is it a comedy?
I think it's like a dramedy.
Who's in it?
you know, I couldn't tell you. it was like kind of small people.
Oh, so not even like anybody we would have heard of?
No. Maybe. Okay. The bad guy, I think, was, but I don't remember who it was.
Oh. You suck at this.
Suck at what?
Netflix Pearls.
Why? What am I supposed to say? You said movies. I've been watching...
Like, who's in it? I don't know. How'd it go? Hold on.
Hey, I told you the entire plot summary.
No, you did. You did good, Justin. I'm just being a dick, because that's kind of what I do. You can ask Will for verification on that. And Will's zoning out, too. All right.
Sorry, what? I'm back.
This is why it's his mom's favorite podcast, because it fucking helps her nap in the afternoon.
I'm sorry, this conversation is just... It's not the pot. It's this conversation.
I think it's luring me into sleep. The medication. I'm the only one here that can handle his medication. Well, my Netflix pearl, and I've been saving this one because it's so fucking good, is Why Stop Now? With Jesse Eisenberg and Tracy Morgan. And it is fucking hilarious. They're trying to get Jesse Eisenberg's mom into rehab. Like, he's this, like, world-class pianist, and he has, like, an audition. So he's trying to get his mom into rehab. Like, he takes his other sister to school. Like, you know, everything starts out normal day, trying to get your mom into rehab for crack. But she can't get into rehab because she cleaned, like, up for a week, so she doesn't have dirty pee. So, like, then the whole movie is Jesse Eisenberg and his mom trying to score fucking drugs off of her drug dealer, who ends up being Tracy Morgan, so that they can get her into rehab to get her off of drugs.
The role Tracy Morgan was born to play.
Oh, it's... You know what? Tracy Morgan does kind of his normal, like, oh, what's that over there? Oh, your house dirty
dude,
as fuck!
Dude, anything Tracy Morgan says sounds funny to me, though. He'd just be like, hello, man, how you doing? Yeah. Like, and then I just...
He's the best stereotypical black guy, I think, that ever could play that role. If you need a stereotypical black guy, Tracy Morgan's a guy, the go-to.
But he really tones it down. Not like, I mean, there's still some parts where he's just like kind of going off. Like, he goes to their house and it's dirty, so he just spends like a minute just ripping on it. And he's like, this house looks like gypsies live here. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Just like, it's being tricked. But a lot of it, like, he's just kind of talking like, yo, you need to go to school. Like, he's just very like, and he has this one moment that's just so like, like, how does Tracy Morgan, like, get so deep on you? And it's a really good movie.
Felt some pain, man.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
It's a really good movie. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
You know what else I like in movies? Speaking along the lines of stereotypical. Method Man. Like, anytime I see Method Man in a movie, I usually like him.
I agree. I enjoy Method Man as an actor as well.
Yeah.
Did you see him in The Sitter?
Yeah, I liked The Sitter. That was funny.
Yeah.
With who was the bad...
Jonah Hill.
No, who's the bad guy? It was...
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell's good, dude. Yeah,
he was so weird in that movie. He's like, Jonah, you're my new eighth best friend. He's like, I trusted you, man.
Yeah, that movie's crazy.
Have you seen that, Will?
No, I don't really watch movies. Like, hardly ever. The last movie I saw in a movie theater was Interstellar, and I think that was a year ago.
Jesus, what was the? Do you have anything on Netflix that you might be able to recommend?
I watch. I've been watching A Layover with Anthony Bourdain. That's a TV show, though. It doesn't really count as a movie.
No, not even a little bit.
I don't watch movies because I don't want to commit 2 hours of my time. I like half an hour, maybe an hour top shows.
Jesus Christ!
I know
you're a commitophobe, man. That's an
issue. I am. No, I know.
You can't
believe
even commit
me,
to a movie. There's a hacky joke in there somewhere.
Why do you think I've been single for 2 years? Yeah, there's definitely a reason.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason.
It could be. But you're right. I am a
So wait, the moral of the story is if you watch movies, you get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to keep watching TV shows.
Only a half hour at a time.
The layover's good, man. You should check that out.
You must love Adult Swim shows. Adult Swim shows. They're all like 15 minutes long.
I think the last one I saw was Aqua Teen. I like Aqua Teen.
I do. Yeah. I missed the first couple seasons.
Have you seen Mike Tyson's Mystery Van or whatever that show is?
No, I want to, though. Is it good?
Yeah, I've watched like one episode. It's pretty funny. Norm MacDonald's a pigeon, and he's just like the biggest asshole. And yeah.
I'm already sold. And Mike Tyson's in it.
I know, right?
Mike Tyson is... He was one of my favorite boxers before Don King and Robin Givens fucked up his head and he ended up knocking Robin Givens' tooth out and shit. Not cool, Mike.
Wait, you're blaming Robin Givens for that?
No, not for getting hit.
You're
no,
what's
no,
wrong
no, no,
with
no.
society, James.
No. Don't fucking say that, Will. like the five listeners I have will be like, no, he believes in beating women. No, Robin Givens and Don King were like fucked his head. Like he wasn't a necessarily stable person to begin with. Like if you watch the true story or whatever about him, like he wasn't necessarily stable. Robin Givens was like calling his mental issues out on like national TV. And he's like, there's one interview they show where he's just doped up on like, I don't even know. But he's just sitting there like blank face, and you can just see like behind his eyes there's so much rage building, but the drugs are just keeping him cool. And no, like I don't blame her for getting hit, but she was a bitch. And you know, I'm not saying she deserved it at all.
But she was a bitch.
But you are make a little bit. Yeah.
No.
So if she wasn't a bitch, would she have gotten hit?
Probably not, but that's not what I'm saying. Don't do that to me, Justin.
Now you feel like that's the underlying tone.
No, the underlying tone is that he should have kicked her out, but instead he kicked her tooth out of her mouth with his fist.
I mean, I guess that's a risk she took when she was being a bitch, because she knew that dude was unstable.
Yeah, that's what he does for a living. Yeah. What do you expect?
Don't hit me, she says to the boxer.
Oh, he used to destroy people in the ring. Dude, like one-minute fights. Like
all he could probably like flick her and break her nose.
Dude, I would hate to get punched by Mike Tyson.
Now? You think you could take it now?
No. No.
As long as he didn't break my jaw, dude, I could, because then I could always be like, I got punched by Mike Tyson. Like,
yeah, but what's the chance he doesn't break your jaw? It is
Mike
Tyson.
That's a gamble you take, but I mean, yeah.
Can I, like...
I'd take a punch from Ali now. That's
you
know, mean.
You say that, but I bet you he could still wallop in there.
Probably. He's probably got some, like,
no,
weird
he can't,
reflex.
Dude. He can't even stand up anymore.
Well, yeah, maybe. Yeah. I saw this interview with him, and I want to say it was, like, Anderson Cooper... maybe like 6 or 8 years ago. And he was still pretty bad, but he was like sitting there in his chair and he's talking with Anderson Cooper. And Anderson, like, he said something. He's like, do you think, you know, if you had to, you could still do something or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like kind of not like being a dick about it at all, but what he was saying could have been construed as like, you know, talking trash because it's Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali's like, you want to find out? And he stops shaking real quick, takes a perfect stance for like 3 seconds. Like he's not moving at all. He's just there. Like he's ready to throw a punch. And he like shrugs his shoulders and Cooper damn near fell out of his fucking chair. And Tyson or Ali just started dying laughing, dude. Like just for the briefest of seconds, you thought you were going to see a 60-year-old man knock somebody the fuck out.
I remember I saw him carrying the Olympic torch and I was like, this is awful. I didn't want to see Muhammad Ali. Because it's, you know, the Olympics, you know, you're supposed to be like, yeah, bomb, bomb, bomb,
yeah.
Bomb,
well, like, what?
And he's like, he's shaking the damn torch and he can barely, it was like, I don't want to remember Muhammad Ali like this. Yeah. Why would you agree to do this?
I think for like some of the older people and some people like are like, well, I'm a little bit older than both of you guys, but like that mid-range generation that only ever knew him as like the greatest, like the younger people in that, they don't want to see Ali like that. But for, like, some older people and for, like, real young people that only know about him through reputation, it's like, look, you know, he's been through so much in his life, and even though he has this horrible disease, he can still do this, even though nobody else would be able to if they were fucking 110 years old with Parkinson's for the last 60 years. However,
yeah, and it took forever for him to get to the damn
but
torch
he did
thing.
It. He did it.
I think it was
that
way
That just
longer
really ruined the Olympics for you, didn't it, Will?
It did. It threw me off from the beginning. I'm not a big Olympics guy anyways.
The Olympics usually throw the Olympics.
How's my level in there, James? Is it too loud? Is it going into the red?
No, you're just short. We're all just like just short of the red.
Good. That's perfect then.
I'm trying to figure out how any of this works.
Just don't touch anything.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Would be my advice.
You're going to screw up the entire operation.
Did you see the movie Ali with Will Smith?
I fell asleep during it. Like wow. It was a long movie.
Yeah, it was. I'm not going to lie. I did too. I had to watch it again.
I don't know. I saw a movie on Don King once, and I liked that a lot.
Really?
What was the famous movie about Don King?
I have no idea. Like probably only in America. Probably. That was his catch saying. Only in America. Like, I'd be a really good impressions comedian from, like, the 80s.
When do you think they're going to make the Tyson version of the Ali movie?
They already did.
Did they?
HBO did it years and years and years and years and years ago. It went all the way up to the point when he was walking out of that convenience store and that dude was talking shit to him. And he knocked that dude out. Like, in, I want to say it was a little bodega or something, maybe. Like, Tyson was just out in the street and dude started talking shit to him and... Dude was following Mike Tyson, talking shit to him, calling him all kinds of bitches and pussies and punks. And
all kinds
Tyson
of bitches.
Fucking stuck him in his eye, and his eye swelled up to like twice the size of his head. It was fucking huge. It looked like a whole nother head just growing off of where his eye should be. And then sued Mike Tyson. You know how many?
Only in America.
Only in America. I think he got some money too, but like, watch any 80s comic, they all talk, or like mid 90s, late 80s, they all talk about it because he fucking hurt that dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I never really got into boxing. Rocky's about as far as I went.
Are you a UFC guy at all?
No.
No?
No.
You are a football guy, though.
Yeah, I can do football, but I don't know. Like, I tried watching UFC, and I get it, but I don't know. It's like the boxing effect. I was like, oh, yeah, Mayweather Pacquiao, this is going to be real boxing, because I don't really watch it. And then I was like, is this what boxing is? And some people were like, technically, that was beautiful. But, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
But realistically, it was boring.
Yeah, like, it really depends with boxing. Like, for somebody like you, you're probably going to only want to watch heavyweight fights, because heavyweight fights aren't like that. They just go in slugging.
Just fucking two big Russian dudes just slugging it out.
Like, watch some of the old fights. Like, David Tua used to just walk people down. Like, he would take shots to the head and shit. He's this Samoan dude. And he would just, like, put his fists up and walk you back to a corner. And you'd be sticking him in the side of his head, and you'd get a body shot in every once in a while. And he would just walk you down, and he'd get you in the corner, and that was that. Like, if he got you trapped in a corner and he just started raining on you, oh, dude, he was a beast for a couple years.
Samoan dudes are intense. You don't really want to mess with a Samoan dude at any, like, aspect of life. Because I feel like they could all just break your skull.
Like, you rarely see any small ones. Like, I think the only small one I can think of is Troy Polamalu. And he'll still break one
he's
of us.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's pretty big for a small one.
Well, he's like, what, 5'10"?
Is he?
Yeah, he's not big.
He looks pretty jacked, though.
Oh, yeah, he's jacked. He's fucking all muscle. He's like 5'10", probably like 235, maybe 245. I don't know. I don't have a phone right now.
That's crazy. I like people shorter than me are just out there just beating people 7 inches taller than them.
It, my dad was a big UFC guy, and we were watching it at one of the events like a year or so before he died. And it was like the welterweights or the featherweights, whatever. These dudes were like 5'6", 5'7", 120 pounds. And I'm 6 foot over 200. My dad was 6 foot over 200. And we're just like, dude, we're so much bigger than these dudes. Look how fucking small and skinny they are. Like, they're little wiry muscles. My dad's like, yeah, but could you beat one of their asses? I'm like, no, that dude would kill me.
That's what they used to do back in the day. That's when UFC was awesome. They used to have, like, a little Chinese dude go in there against some mammoth, some over 7 foot, and just to see what happens. Yeah, and a lot of times the little Chinese guy would win. Not all the time. It wasn't all the time.
But. Royce Gracie won the very first one, and Royce Gracie wasn't big at all. I want to say he was like 5'9", 5'10", and the dude he fought was well over 6 foot, had him by a bunch of pounds, and Royce Gracie just Brazilian jiu-jitsu'd him and fucking made him tap. Uh-huh. But like, I forgot where I was going to go with that. Holy shit. Complete brain stop. But yeah, like UFC. Oh, they stopped doing that though because it did end up. It started to become a trend where these dudes were coming in like Bob Sapp size, like 6'4", 6'6", 300 pounds, rock solid muscle, and you couldn't even get your arms around like their waist to try a jiu-jitsu move. They were just so big and strong that they had to split it up into weight classes because it was starting to get lopsided, and they don't want people to get hurt. You know,
even more than they already do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, black eyes, busted noses are to be expected, but they don't want, like, somebody to get their fucking neck broke.
The NFL don't care, though.
Unless you're a quarterback or a wide receiver. If you're a quarterback or wide receiver, you can't fucking touch those guys.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Like, I feel bad for slot receivers. Like,
yeah.
Because they just run out in the middle of the field, catch the pass, and get leveled by the fucking biggest free safety you've ever seen.
Like, the Bucs are lucky. Our slot receiver is, well, he's hurt right now, but when he's healthy, is Lewis Murphy, and he's like 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, he's big. I think he's even taller
than
that.
That's a new mold for defensive backs now. They want him longer and, like, taller, like the Richard Sherman mold.
Well, no, yeah, that's for cornerbacks. So I'm talking about Lewis Murphy's our slot receiver.
Oh, I thought he was your safety.
No, no, no. He's our slot receiver. And by R, I mean the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I have no affiliation with whatsoever.
I saw Lewis Murphy at some soul food restaurant, he was like probably 6'4". He was. I was amazed at how tall
sure it was
he
Lewis?
Really was. Yes,
no, because Lewis Murphy's only like 6'2". Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson are both 6'4", 6'5".
Well, I don't know his exact height.
Safarian Jenkins is like 6'5".
Yeah.
But so, he's hurt, right?
Yeah, he's been hurt. He's played like he played. Went out week two and hasn't come back.
I know he had a few inches on me, and I'm 6 foot, Lewis Murphy.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I didn't know you were so big.
Oh, yeah, that's tall for a slot receiver, a 6'4 slot receiver with 2 6'5 receivers. Right.
Well, when he played in college, he didn't play the slot. He was one of the outside receivers, but he got to the NFL, and like he's good. He has good hands. He just doesn't have elite speed for an outside receiver. So that's why they put him in the slot. But he does good for us. I'm glad we have him, even though he's a Gator.
IR. He's on IR for the rest of the year. Hurt his knee, blew his knee out.
Hopefully we re-sign him, though, because he's good. He's got great. He's what Keyshawn Johnson used to be for us.
Well, Jordan Matthews on the Eagles is 6'3", and he's our slot receiver. He's basically the same situations, but we don't have Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson, so that's the only problem.
Yeah, you have what, Jordan Matthews and who's your other guy?
Josh Huff.
Oh,
Riley Cooper.
Nagante. Amorgita or whatever his name is.
Irigito or whatever.
Arigato.
He's like a special teamer that they throw out on the field sometimes because they think they're clever or some shit.
I drafted him in fantasy football because I heard he was going to be the second receiver, and I dropped him after week one.
You don't want any of the receivers on the Eagles.
No, they spread the ball out too much. It's like taking a receiver on the Patriots that's not Rob Gronkowski.
Edelman gets his, though.
Well, yeah, but you didn't know that coming into the year.
He's pretty consistent. He's like his new Wes Welker.
Yeah, but he was hurt a lot last year, so I wasn't going to draft him.
That's true. Amendola can put up some points every now and again.
Yeah, and they're both good. It's just, except for when he had Randy Moss, he doesn't really key in on wide receivers. Like, when he had Randy Moss, dude, oh my God, that was a great fantasy football year for me.
Well, yeah, they were breaking records, I'd imagine so. Yeah. I don't know, Tom Brady's been regressing without all those receivers. He might be catching up to him.
Yeah, but he still went 10-0. He still went to the Super Bowl last year. Like, he doesn't need receivers. Tom Brady needs what he's always had, an offensive line.
Yeah, and as long as you're protecting them. Well, that's what the Giants did. They got pressure on Brady, and that's how they beat him in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that and Bill Belichick, for some reason, cannot coach against Tom Coughlin because he made bad coaching calls in both the Super Bowls that they face each other. And both the bad coaching, like one was like the play that he ran on like third and short, and then another was like not going for a field goal, going for like a fake instead of just running a play on like a 1 yard, you know, whatever. I could get really upset about this.
Coughlin seems like he's losing it. He's like, they, I don't know though.
Well, that's what happens.
He's like what, 80 years old?
Something like that. But he'll have a bunch of bad years. They'll call for his head. He'll go to the Super Bowl. They'll be like, nope, we're good with Tom. And then he'll have a bunch of bad years. Like he does. He has like, 4 years in between the other ones?
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know. Now that he's got Odell, it seems like things are starting to pick back up.
If he can protect Eli.
Yeah.
You all right over there, Will?
I just noticed your shirt, and I can't stop looking at it now. You're a 35-year-old man, and the shirts you wear are just hysterical.
Yeah, man.
He has a 16-year-old daughter, and I think they have the same wardrobe.
No, mine's much larger. She's a tiny little person. Tonight's shirt, I've worn Batman over here, and I got my Thundercat shirt, and I have a...
Now that you mention it.
I have a Captain America shirt, and the shirt that I'm wearing right now is 2 Tootsie Pops on it, and it says, lick 'em, don't bite 'em.
And it's purple, and too, it's purple. By the way.
Well, I like purple. Go fuck yourself.
There's purple's a good color, but not for a man's T-shirt.
Whatever. It looks good on me.
I always liked, what's the other? What's the, what Bubble Pops. I've always liked them over Tootsie Roll or Tootsie Pop, whatever.
Yeah, but their motto isn't, you know, put them in your mouth and chew. Otherwise, I don't think I'd want that to fucking... No, this is a testicular reference shirt. Lick 'em, don't bite 'em.
Yes, it has 2 Tootsie
Pops.
Yes,
James,
on it.
I am not 12. I know that.
Dude, if you were 12, I wouldn't have said that to you. I'd have been like, they're just talking about the candy, son. This is like turned into like this. This quickly went from
this is the Clown James Out podcast. Yeah.
This quickly went from like a football podcast to talking shit about my wardrobe, which I don't care. I have to have T-shirts. I like superheroes and snarky
sexual
innuendo.
Just get a plain T-shirt, James. You're 35 years old.
I have a couple of those too.
I think I've seen him in one.
I have two.
Two?
I've seen you wear three. A plain blue t-shirt once.
I have
They're
two
the ones you wear on shows.
Sometimes I wear Batman.
I don't think grown men should have graphic tees.
I don't care.
I'm just saying my opinion.
First of all, I'm not much of a grown man. I'm very
man-child.
Immature.
I don't think a 35-year-old man-child should have graphic tees either.
A 35-year-old man-child sounds exactly like the type
of
person.
Are you excited
that has
for sales at Sears?
What? I'm not that old, you fucker.
No, because that's where they sell all them graphic tees. Not Sears, JCPenney's. I feel like James just goes in there on like Black Friday and just raids all their graphic
tees. The Levi's store? They always have goofy graphic tees in there,
That might
too.
Be where I got this one.
The Levi's store?
No, JCPenney. No, I started thinking about when he's like, JCPenney, I was like, did I get this there? I think I did. I think I had a gift card, though. No, I don't shop. Like I
Who
work.
Would get you a gift card to JCPenney's?
My stepmom is a bitch.
She doesn't like you very much. She's
Obviously not, whore. Though, because you seem to get a lot out of it.
I can imagine when James
and a pair
found,
of socks.
When he found that t-shirt hanging up in JCPenney's, and his eyes locked with it, and he just got this biggest smile to himself, and lick them, don't bite them, like balls, right?
Yeah.
And it's got two of them, I'm totally buying this.
It wasn't even to myself. I giggled out loud.
Time
I was
just
high.
Slowed down for James right then when he saw that shirt.
I just
What's
can't
your favorite
fight
shirt?
This feeling anymore.
What's your favorite shirt, James?
I used to have this shirt. That was one of my favorites, but it's all faded and shit. It was a giant E rating symbol, and it said, "Your mom rated E for everyone."
Of course. That's a good joke.
Classy.
Yeah,
that is a good joke.
Classy. I got that shirt when I was like, this isn't going to sound much better, but I got it when I was like 28, 29. So, I mean, it doesn't sound much better, but.
Somehow it sounds worse.
Well, like, I don't
Was that,
buy...
like, your 30th birthday present to yourself?
It might have been.
You just walked into that store, and you're like, today's the day
no,
I'm getting this shirt.
I ordered it online. Have you ever been to t-shirthell.com?
No.
Oh, dude, it's an amazing website. No, they got... All right. They got some shirts that are so offensive that the owner and operator of the site and, like, the company, who is a black woman, like, that's... Like, she has, like, a bunch of really... Like, people are like, you're such a fucking racist. And she's like, yeah, I hate myself. You're a sexist. Yep, I hate myself because I'm a sexist. Somebody actually tried to poison her family. Some of her shirts are so offensive. Yeah.
What are they podcast friendly? Can you say them?
I don't know. Fuck. I mean, the person that poisoned them? Fuck them.
No. The some of the shirts, what was on them?
Oh, yeah. Some of them I won't say on air. But like one of them, which I always thought was hilarious, but would get somebody murdered, was on the front. It said, "I believe in slavery." And then on the back, it's had a big like black dude like. Outline of a black dude and two white yuppies in like torn up business suits picking cotton, and the black dude was like standing over him with a whip. So yeah, I get, you know, where the humor is in that, like, oh yeah, it's not the black guy that's the slave, it's the little white people. But if you walk through like a mall and say, I don't know, Detroit, with a shirt that says I believe it, like, they're not gonna get a chance to read the back before you're dead.
It's not worth the risk.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've sold thousands of them though.
Oh yeah,
it's
They had one that said, I eat more pussy than cervical cancer. They had...
That's just a damn good joke.
They had one that said, Jesus did it for the chicks. And on the back, it's a picture of Jesus crucified, but it's like really cartoony and he's smiling with two thumbs up. One that says, 420, I don't smoke weed. That's just my credit score. Like, just...
That's
know,
a... That's Yeah. That's like a 180 from the other ones.
You can't have manslaughter without laughter. And it shows like a clown with like an axe and blood dripping off of it. They got a serial killer. And it's all the cartoon serial characters. Snap, Crackle, Pop, Tony the Tiger. Like, they're all like tied up. And like, he's got one of somebody else's head in his hands. Like, just, yeah, like really weird. Like, then they have funny shit. Like, I'm the 13-year-old girl you jacked off to last night in the chat room. And it's like an old DOS computer.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
So tell me, do you have the 420 credit score shirt?
I don't. I wanted to get the one where it's just a picture of a kite, and then underneath it says Azza.
See, I like that.
I get it.
Yeah, it's very clever. What are you getting me for Christmas, Will?
Get him that shirt.
A pack of plain t-shirts. Just black t-shirts to wear.
I have one. No, I don't have a plain. I have a plain purple, blue, and like turquoise, because I like turquoise.
He's just not a, you know, black t-shirt kind of guy.
I'm going to start keeping tabs on James whenever I see him and see what shirt he's wearing and keep a note and pick my favorite one. And then we're going to have an event where we burn it.
No.
Live at the open mic.
We all donate new clothes to James Bailey that aren't graphic tees. And then we just bonfire the graphic tees.
You're not bonfiring my graphic tees. I like my graphic tees. Y'all can suck a dick.
Okay. Maybe when he turns 40.
Yeah, when I turn 40. Or when I get a girlfriend and she's like, you got to get rid of these. Okay, baby, no problem.
Do you own a
button
down?
When he turns 40.
Yeah, I own a bunch of them. Dude, I have to dress up nice for my day job.
Oh, you did come in with it. Oh, that's right. Okay, you came in with slacks. No,
I have to wear business casual at my day job, so I'm always dressed nice. So, yeah, when I don't have to dress nice, I wear T-shirts and jeans and basketball shorts. I have like 6 pairs of basketball shorts and like 2 pairs of jeans.
I noticed that's kind of a thing with comedians is they always have goofy shirts on.
Because we're not right people in the head.
Thank you for saying my shirt's goofy, Will.
No, not yours.
Oh. You're still dressed from work.
You always have the same black polo on with like a Glock thing on it. And I remember I tried to talk to you. I was like, oh, I'm having trouble with my gun. Do you know anything? I thought you were like a Smith or something. And you're like, I found this at the thrift shop. I don't know. And I was like, oh, okay. I think that was like one of the first times I talked to you.
Yeah, I don't know. You might have been the first person to ask me, but like people mistake this for an actual gun store all the time, and I'm like, it's funny, right? And then I just like slowly walk away.
Dude, you have a gun in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that's illegal because, you know, I can't have a gun in the premises with me.
Really? I didn't know. I didn't know that. Well, sorry,
just
man.
Kidding.
So,
I'm just kidding. Or am I?
You're not allowed to have it. It doesn't mean that. Are you a felon, James?
I'm going to go ahead and pass on to the suggestion.
that's yes. Well, yeah, you just can't own one. It doesn't mean you can't be in the same room.
All right, Justin, we're going to... I've changed the name for those of you that have been listening. We used to have the topic bowl, but now we have hits from the bowl.
Genius.
I like bowl hits.
Bowl hits would work, too.
All right, bowl hits or hits from the bowl. We'll mix it up. Justin, with your Baby Gap shirt on where the buttons are screaming for help. I'm barely holding on.
A big patch of tit sweat right underneath.
It's so hot over here. He don't treat us right. What's the topic, Justin?
Kim Kanye 2.
Second? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Second baby name.
Okay. Kim and Kanye West are having a second child, and they still have not come up with a name. Let's name that baby.
Am I in on this, too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Kanye West, he got his daughter's name is North for Northwest, it should probably be... Oh, jeez, I don't know.
East?
East-West.
East-West, no. And you don't want to go Southwest.
Why not?
Unless you got a big-ass sponsorship, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you should do. Get a sponsorship from Southwest.
Could you imagine the kind of publicity Southwest would get if they...
That's a great idea.
Got the naming rights to Kanye, baby.
I would never fly Southwest again because the only people that listen to Kanye West are people that I don't necessarily care for.
I like Kanye West.
I don't want to sit next to on a plane.
I hate Kanye West.
I enjoy his music.
I enjoyed his first CD. I think we've talked about this. I can't wait to have Cam Bertram on here because we might end up in a fist fight. No, me and Cam have had quite a few talks about it. I hate Kanye. It goes, I hate his personality. I hate how fucking hypocritical he is. I hate his fucking... And Cam knows this. Cam knows that I'm not a bandwagon hater. I've had this hate for some time now. But let's name that baby.
It's a deep-seated hate for Kanye West.
I'm going
West.
With Southwest. I think he should name it Southwest, get the airplane company to sponsor his baby, and then he'll have, like, you could paint the baby's head on the back
he'll
of the thing.
He'll perform in
Southwest.
A pilot's outfit.
Hey, yo, Southwest, I got a proposition for you. You know how I'm the greatest, right? Sponsor my baby.
He's going to drop a single called Fly Southwest, and it's just going to, it's about his daughter, but really it's like thinly veiled lyrics about flying on a plane.
He's like got their prices in there subliminally.
Yeah.
He's like, only $4.99 a flight, what?
I think that's the way to go. And then like pay him, like Southwest, give him like $100 million, and then you just talk about Southwest.
Kanye West like single-handedly saves the airplane industry.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, man. That
celebrities,
guy can do
and then everybody starts buying celebrity baby names.
I kind of want it to be like I'm hugely disappointed in my parents' behavior, West. Like I want like it to be really factual, because I am not a fan, and I feel sorry for their children.
I didn't choose to be born West.
Yeah. I am cool with being adopted by just about anybody West.
Why? Why would you be? You got two of the richest people on the planet. You want to be adopted? You want to stay in there and get that money?
You want to get your bedtime stories from Yeezus?
I'm sure he comes up with some good stories. I think Kanye West.
He probably just has like his PR person or something, his assistant tuck his kids in at night or some shit.
I think it's all an act with that guy, man. I don't think that's really him. I have a feeling it's just he's pulling an Andy Kaufman.
I don't know, man. It's been kind of a slow progression, I think, into fucking. Because like when he first came out, he was pretty cocky, and then his first CD did really well, and he just like it just kind of steadily, you know what I'm saying? He didn't stay humble, which, and I think he says he stays humble, but he didn't stay humble. And, like, it's just, though I saw the interview, I don't fucking talk about it.
On a kind of different subject, you seen The Truman Show?
Yeah.
Right?
On a complete change of subject.
Like, how after that movie came out, people started, like, there was, like, a legitimate panic if people were actually living in a reality show or whatever. It's, like, a psychological fear or some shit.
Yes, I've heard of this, yeah.
What if that happened with, I mean, I think that's happening to me with Andy Kaufman. Like, the older I get, the more I see people. And I'm like, he's just fucking with me. He's like Andy Kaufman. And it's like, it's really worrying
Wait,
me.
Wait, what? Are you like, saying that you know Andy Kaufman? And then
no, like, no, it's like the Andy Kaufman effect. Like, if I see somebody, like, out of this world, strange, or, like, they just have some weird thing about them, I'm like, they can't be this dumb or this, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm
Most like, of it's an act.
Yeah, I'm like, are they Andy Kaufman?
Dude, some people think he's still alive.
He was supposed to come out this year, like May of this year, according to Bob Zamuda.
People have said that, but it's not fucking... Andy Kaufman, rest his soul, is gone. If he was pulling a great prank like that where he's going to fake his own death, I don't think he would have waited however long it's been.
To touch on what Justin said a minute ago, I agree with you, and I think a good example of that was walking around the downtown or the Don't Stop St. Pete Music Festival. Everyone, I felt like I was either not cool enough to be there or not dressed hobo enough to be there.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of weirdos with stupid hats on. Guys with, like, these floppy, like, huge hats. And
it looks like they went to, like, a vinyl record store and found, like, a 70s blues band and then just copied whatever's on the front of the album.
Yeah. And I feel like that
Except for the tights. There's a lot of dudes in tights.
Yeah. Like, leggings. Like,
yeah. I shouldn't be able to see your balls, homie.
Yeah.
Should not be able to see your balls.
But I don't think... I'm curious what to know what those kids would be like if you could just sit them down and, like, get a camera in their bedroom and just... I know that sounds weird, but I don't mean it like that.
What are you
that.
Trying to tell us here,
I'm
bro?
Not going to jack off to some hipster weirdo.
I bet you they just sit there and play with their five strands of long hair while they sit there and adjust their fucking division symbol of a penis in their tight pants.
But, like, for example, I bet there's a lot of this. I know people can't... Like, they would never do that out in public, because that's not a cool thing to do. Just put your hands on your head and just sit for a minute.
This is great for a podcast.
Yeah. But I'm putting my hand to my face, and I'm holding my head.
Like the thinking man, except open hand thinking man.
That's usually how I think of it. Like, I'll just, like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Justin, I do the thinking man pose in the middle of a restaurant if I'm trying to concentrate on something.
Because you're always different. Then what you when you're alone, you're different than
what's
when you're
with
out
the trying to smell bad. It seems like some people walk past me. I'm like, are you trying to stink?
Yeah, like there's a difference between lack of deodorant. Like you can tell, like, oh, they just have a bad brand. Somebody should tell them to step their deodorant between like that and just dude deodorant shower.
Yeah,
shower.
Like grow dreads, but shower. You know,
you can wash them. You just can't comb them.
And yeah, I don't know. I mean, like. Grow as hairy as you want or whatever else you want to do. Just, you know, stink it up everything.
All right, so now that we've hated on hippies, Kanye and Kim Ye, whatever the fuck their name is, West, their baby should be called Southwest and sponsored by the airline.
Is it going to be a boy or a girl?
It doesn't matter at this point.
Should name it Bruce for Bruce Jenner, the man that once was and is no more. Bruce West.
That family is so fucked up. Like the youngest one who just turned 18, just broke up with this dude that was in his 20s, Tyga?
Tyga, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I saw something. Right. I was like, wait a minute. Because I get bored at work, so every once in a while I scroll down TMZ just to remind me that I'm not the most retardedest person ever. My life could be worse. All right, another hit from the bowl, Justin?
Yeah, let's try.
Take a bowl hit. What do we got here?
Johnny Football, Cleveland in general.
Good. I don't want to talk about this.
We already kind of touched on this, so we'll. Like, I specifically wrote that for Dave Weingarten because he's such a fucking football fan. When I was on his podcast, I poked him a little bit and was making fun of Johnny Football. And
Johnny Football is like a spoiled rich kid, and he's just like used to getting his way no matter what he does. And did people think that was going to stop after he got out of college?
Like, I tried to tell everybody, dude, this kid's a douchebag.
Yeah.
He's an unrepentant. The money sign thing when he was fucking rubbing his fingers together, Johnny Moneybags or whatever the fuck. Like,
but even, like, outside of his personality, he's just – he's not a good quarterback, I don't think. You can improvise, but that can't be your first option. Like,
yeah, he was a pretty good college quarterback who had some decent receivers to throw to.
He would just run, like, 15 yards back and heave the ball to Mike Evans.
It's college, and look what happens. Not every like the best player in your conference is every single player on their team. Like, it's always the best of the best make it to the NFL and start. It's how many guys don't go drafted? How many guys don't ever play football again that were starters in college for 4 years? You can't do that. It's not the same.
You got to be a professional if you're going to play in that league. Like, there's no room for error.
No, so Johnny's horrible. Sorry.
Did you see
take another bowl hit? We already talked. I don't want to talk about Cleveland anymore.
No, Belichick cut that guy that fumbled the punt return.
Oh,
that,
did he really
set up a Denver touchdown?
Oh,
Belichick
wow.
doesn't give a fuck about any of his players.
No, except for Tom. Cradle Tom.
No, you just said you want to talk about Cleveland anymore. Superman statue in Cleveland.
Oh, we can talk about that.
Oh, of course we can. Too bad you're not wearing the shirt.
I don't have a Superman shirt. I have Superman underwear.
Don't wear those around us.
Don't be a dick.
He's not lying either. Yeah. He says it with such confidence, and it bugs me. Like, yeah, I have Superman underwear. It's like, you're 35. What does it matter with you?
I have to have underwear. I like superheroes. Why not combine them?
You're 35. That's why.
I don't care. I don't.
I know, and that bugs me too, that you don't care.
Why? That's,
because
Will wishes he could wear them, and he's jealous of people that can wear them with pride.
No, I could wear them if I wanted to, but
why not?
Because I'm 31. I don't wear that stuff anymore. That's kid stuff.
Because somebody else told you it was. You have to have underwear, right? You have.
Yes.
Well, I guess you don't have to.
No, it's like everybody told us it was because, you know, they only really make all the Superman shit for kids and then ironically for adults.
And so call it what you want.
But it's not even ironic anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, oh, it's just normal. Like, oh, it's superheroes. I'm going to go to Comic-Con and
I have
dress
to
up.
Wear underwear. I have to. I have to wear underwear. I like superheroes. So if I have to do one thing, why not make
but
it something I like?
Shirts I can understand, but do you walk around saying, look at my Superman underwear?
No, actually with that, what it is, it's this like weird kind. That's like, it's called like active something or other. And I actually bought them on accident the first time.
I accidentally bought Superman underwear.
No.
Of course you did.
I didn't realize that they were like a different special. Like, cause they're almost, they're like for, they're active X, I think they're called. They're
for like 11 year olds.
No, they're,
cause they run around a lot and play.
They're fur grown men, but like they are more supportive. Like they're a little bit snugger. They're almost like a polyester. No, I could never wear that. My ass is way too large. I'd never get it out. But I was real stoned at Walmart, and I was just walking by, and I just happened to look up, and on the outside of like the it said, I just saw Batman, and it said underwear, and I saw the size was mine, and I was just real stoned. I just went, yep, snatched them up real quick, went home, went to put them on like the next day, and I was like, oh, what the fuck are these? And I'm like, well, I bought them. I'm not going to not like, and I wore them, and I was actually like, yo, I really like this support. Like, it's just really good support, and they don't. I've never seen them without the superheroes on them, so I buy fucking more superheroes.
I feel like he's going to try and sell a superhero underwear after this podcast.
You can do whatever you want, man. I'm just saying, like, it happened on accident for me, but I'm not ashamed that I've continued to do it because I like the support it gives my boys.
Okay, but the style underwear aside, that's not the issue. It's the pattern on your underwear.
Like I said, I haven't seen this particular brand without the superheroes on them, and I'm not going to risk taking
the same.
So buy
another brand.
No. This brand is comfortable as shit. I'm not going to risk spending $15 on a pair of underwear.
What's the brand?
I told you, it's like Active X.
I think it's, believe, Hans. Hans?
No.
You mean Hanes?
Fruit of the loam?
No, it's called Active. I think it's Active X, but it's just like a package at Walmart, and I don't see like this brand that says ActiveX without the superheroes.
And they cater exclusively to 35-year-old men who like superheroes. Yeah. That's their market. That's their super niche.
It would appear so, and I am with it.
If only there was a way to like track that. Like, it'd be weird to take somebody's identification, but, you know, just like, how old are you, sir, whenever you buy one? And then just, like, tally it up for a year.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care. Like I said, I have to have underwear. They're very supportive. I go running and shit, so it's really great that I have, you know, because, like, you know, your boys bounce around when you go running. I'm not a small dude. I have big legs. They smack around.
Yeah, I'm thinking about switching to briefs when I'm 30 because I need some stuff.
Well, that's why you go boxer briefs. That's that happy.
That's what I wear now. But also, my legs are really fat. So, like, just the top of my legs. The bottoms aren't that bad, like, below the knee. But that's where I hold the majority of my weight.
And again, so are my legs. And my special superhero underwear make me feel like a superhero with the way they cut my balls in perfect support.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care. I love my underwear. So, fuck off.
Enjoy those. I'm happy for you that you're happy. I'm also annoyed, but I'm happy for you.
You're annoyed that I'm just so casual about it.
Yes. It's not just you. It's not James Bailey. It's the...
I feel like Will's had this rant prepared for a while now. Like,
well, I think about it a lot. And
you think about my underwear a lot?
I think about grown men in underwear a lot. Yeah, with superheroes on them. Yeah, I do, and I shouldn't, but... It's just everybody's so free with
Will,
it.
That Will's
just...
running around Comic-Con with a half a chub for like 3 hours. Just the inside of my zipper is killing me.
I just don't like that nerds are cool now. That I think that's what it is more than anything. Like nerds are the cool guys now. Like I can just imagine like the high schools are a bunch of kids walking around like whatever their Game Boys, whatever they're playing now, and like they see some like running back and he's sitting at the table by himself, and they're like, "Hey, fag!" And like they push him. And he's like, "Come on, guys, leave me alone. I got a game today."
Oh yeah,
that's
I'm
picturing in my head at high school.
Let's be extremely realistic. Nerds are not cool. The true
yes, they
nerds.
Are.
Yeah, they are.
No.
Nerd culture
finish.
Is cool.
Nerd culture is cool. It's okay again to like superheroes, but the true nerds, the dudes that are sitting there at their computers playing fucking, not even playing, but like who are just going through computer programs and dissecting, you know, science and plots of fucking Star Trek, like the true guys that put in, they're still who they are before. It's just more acceptable to be into some of the shit that's associated with those guys. And they're calling it nerd culture. But some people like Chris Hardwick is, I'm a big fan of his. He's a nerd. He goes deep into like the comic books and the superheroes, and he really likes all that shit. He's been watching Doctor Who for, you know what I'm saying? Like he truly is a nerd, but there are a lot of people who just appropriate small parts and like, aren't I cool? I'm a nerd. That annoys me a little bit. I'm not saying that I have a nerdish side, but I'm not a full-blown nerd. I'm still way more into football than anything else and not so much cars, but I like boobs.
Graphic tees, number one on that list.
Graphic tees are not
graphic
number one.
Graphic tees, then titties, then Superman underwear, then football. That sums up James Bailey.
Now, I think it goes titties, football, graphic tees, and underwear. They're even. They're right there, straight across the line. And then my kid. I can only say that because she doesn't listen to this. Justin, how many kids you got?
I'm about to have my seventh. That's why I started comedy, so I could, you know, prepare to raise that huge family of mine.
Meanwhile, what the people at home don't know is that you're a virgin.
Shh. No,
I told you before
not,
we got this started that we weren't going to...
He was telling me things on Saturday night that I was shocked.
Will thinks it's weird to do butt stuff.
I love doing butt stuff.
Will thinks it's weird.
Wait. Licking a girl's ass?
I haven't licked an ass yet, but I'd be open to it if the girl was right. Wait.
It's like a special thing?
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm not just going to lick an ass. Like, hey, it's nice to meet you. Would you mind turning over? No. If I'm with a girl for a while and she's, like, extremely sexy, I'm just like, you know what? That ass could use a good licking.
You know, poop comes out of there.
Well, I'm not going to do it after that. We're going to be in the shower. Yeah. Like, there's preparation. Like, we're going to take a shower, have a nice little loofah in there, maybe some fucking moisturizing soap, and then I'll lick the rim a little bit.
Ugh. You guys are gross. It's disgusting.
You've never done anything to a girl's butthole?
I mean, I've done stuff, but not licked a butthole. I'm
I
not
feel like
lick
she
a
made him do it. She was like... Put
actually, it wasn't my idea, and she wanted to try it, and I was like, are you sure? I wasn't really into it, but I was like, all right, I've never done this. I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll be into it. I haven't done it since, so. I haven't had the opportunity either. So
I've done it a couple. You got to make opportunities. We don't make opportunities.
That's called rape, James.
No, that's why I said. That's why I said you don't make opportunities.
This is a land of opportunity, Will. You need to make your own.
You know, just, you know, she's, you know, do you're doing whatever. Just stick a finger on her butthole. See what happens. Don't put it in. Don't put it in. Just test out the water. Just put it on that bad boy and see what happens. See if she's open to that.
It's a panic button.
You sometimes.
You just slowly spread the ass and move the hands closer until eventually you can.
Yeah, you just put a finger in the butthole. See what she does. If she flips the fuck out, maybe you don't do anything else to her butthole.
That's true. Unless you're Will Koontz.
Yeah. And then Will doesn't even get that far. Do you got anything coming up, Justin? Any shows or anything?
No. I usually play it by ear. Because you never know. Oh, no. I got the Side Splitters tournament. The 13th.
So give us the info on that. Give us the deets, as the kids say.
I got to go against Bash, who I've only seen a couple times, but I've seen him do the same stuff a couple times.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
What I meant by deets was date, time, location. Oh. No trash talking on here, you son of a bitch. Nah, I cut that segment on purpose.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You knock me down, and then you expect me to just jump. Yeah, no, it's December 13th, 7 o'clock at Side Splitters.
Nice. And you're going to, and what is this, like the semifinals? The
Sweet 16, round of 16 or something, I think. Okay.
So it's going to go down to the Elite Eight Final Four championship. Okay, cool.
But yeah, it should be interesting.
All right, what's your social media information?
Justin Kupo. No, wait. I was going to say on Facebook, but is that weird to say Facebook?
No, I mean, if you want to. I mean, I don't know if I have any listeners, but if I do, they might hit you up.
I know. My inbox is going to be flooded with adoring fans after this.
Yeah.
Now, mom. Twitter is Kupo, a.k.a. Justin.
And Kupo is spelled C-U-P-O.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Just like it is in the title of the show when they download it.
Fair enough, Dick. maybe they're driving. Maybe they're just clicking on the next episode. You don't know my people's lives. Stay out my people's business. Well, my social media, as always, James Bailey, haha, at Twitter. And Facebook, you can type in Comedian James Bailey to find me, because there's about 10 billion James Baileys. Of course, my mom's favorite podcast is a Facebook page that you can like. Do you like the Facebook page, Justin?
I think I did, yeah.
You fucking better. My mom's favorite podcast. Like that page, you son of a bitch.
I just had a slogan. Oh, there's a million James Baileys, but this is my mom's favorite podcast. That should be your slogan.
Aw. Look at Justin making an effort in the last 2 minutes. Well, thank you, Justin, for filling in last minute. That was a lot of fun, despite me giving you shit.
I know. Hey. Whatever.
Well, hey, man, appreciate it.
Man, thank you for having me. It was fun.
No problem. You filled in last minute. You know what? We do have a little bit of time left. Is there anybody you want to put on blast real quick? Anybody you hate? I'll throw the segment back in for you. Bitch on blast. Who's your Bob?
The Farrelly brothers for making Dumb and Dumber 2.
Fair enough.
They really fucked that up.
The remake with Jim Carrey.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I didn't really have high hopes after I saw the trailer, and none of them were even met when I saw the actual movie.
No, it was altogether awful. I will agree with you on that. So other than that, this has been the Homemade Broadcast Radio Network's podcast, my mom's favorite podcast. Yeah, I'm still a little buzzed. Here with Justin Kupo, my mom's favorite podcast, HMBRadio.com. Thanks for listening.
Three or four people.
Yay.
Navigating through this basement, the masquerades as a nation, practicing my acetate masturbation, watching the expressions on the faces of the ones designated to be the queens, kings, and aces. How many miles can you put on one soul before the smile starts to blend into one big bullet hole?
Through it as a unit with the best of my crew, pumping melodies and memories too. My head's killing me, ooh, stomach empty, my bladder is full. 2-year-old son on Jaybird phone crying, you're missing me.
man, I'm stalling, I'll bite your arm off. Saber-toothed tiger, run the night with the sharp claws. In your backyard, just to fuck with your guard dog. Throw a brick through your shit, and cut the alarm off.
Father, yes, I do my best to take advantage and bounce. With one hand over the mouse, still managing to shout. There's more said within the lines of your forehead than they could ever try to find print on the inside of that warhead. Cross country, like a little horse junkie, make them hot and jumpy, trying to get that god money. Steering the van through the blizzards, the fanfare pivot when we visit. Spit, hit them if you stand
take
here.
Take a map of this pitch and throw a dart at it, that's where. Yeah. Took a room back for the kids and threw a heart at it. Angry like a hostage, kicking like a little.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.